you for having me on tonight, Dr. Stanley.
Why don't you go ahead and simply tell our listeners who you are, why you would want to actually take on a job of captain of the Titanic, at this point as we're approaching the iceberg.
You know, it's interesting that you say, why would I want to take on the captain of the Titanic? I was in a church a couple months back in Southern California when we were down there. And the pastor was telling me the story that he was called to take over this church. And if he would have known the whole story, he didn't know if he would have done it. The church was in debt, had $500,000 or some large sum. The city was about ready to close them down. They had payroll for less than a week. And I guess he knew most of it. And he decided to take the job anyway. The moral of the story is in 3 years, he's grown the church from, a few hundred to over 3,000, and the church is totally out of debt, and they are being used as the city by a model of an organization that really reaches out to the community. That's what happened when somebody believed that if they just listened to their call, they could make a difference. And I think that sums up my story. I think that I was filing my papers with Jerry Brown on the date of, we were in the Alameda County Courthouse in the San Francisco Bay Area, and filing our papers, and Jerry walked in. I was already in there, and all these 15 TV cameras walked in with him, and I introduced myself. I don't think he was too amused, but my daughter wanted to see if we could take our picture together. So we waited in the hallway, and Jerry came out, and I asked very kindly if I could take my picture with my competitor. And what is he going to say with 15 TV cameras facing him? He said, of course. But he turned to me, and he said, why are you running for governor? And I said, I am running for governor because it's time to restore California to a constitutional government.
What did Jerry say? Because, you know, he is a brilliant guy. I mean, I may not agree with him, but he is a brilliant guy.
Well, he had the audacity to say, to look at me and say, Ken, you must be a 10th Amendment guy. And my answer was, I absolutely am, and he should be, too, as the Attorney General of California.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment with Ken Miller. He's sort of my sort of guy, and he's running for governor, and we want to introduce him to our listening audience across California. All right, Ken, well, what do you do now? What's your background as far as work is concerned, experience?
I've been in the radio business for nearly 30 years, and I have been at all levels of radio, but I've always been on the executive management side, and general management, regional management, executive vice president, and I have really in the last 15 years, and the thing about me is my aunt used to work was the executive assistant to John F. Kennedy, the speechwriter, so there was a political base in my family. In my radio career over the nearly 30 years, I ran news talk stations in every market that I was in. I was involved in the issues in the cities, on the statewide issues and the federal issues. I ran campaigns for candidates. I was involved in campaigns for candidates for state senate and the state assembly in Pennsylvania. I was the campaign manager for a candidate in San Francisco who will be running for mayor of San Francisco next year. And so all of that, but in the last 15 years in radio, I always was sent into markets where we had to do one or two things. Either we had to pull the plug or it needed to be turned around. We had places where we lost $1 million in revenue. We lost our top four salespeople. We lost 3 lawsuits. All of them were traumatic effects on the business. In those 4 environments that I was in that 15-year period, I was able to turn every one of those operations around. And they became very profitable centers in the radio companies that I've been involved with.
Well, Sidney, that sounds like what we need here in California. But incidentally, are you on a regular hardline phone because you always have an echo to your voice?
I am not. I'm on my the only phone that I'm still in a travel right now.
All right, fine. Well, then we'll just have to get by with this. Now, are you still doing talk radio? Are you still doing radio programs at the present time? Are you still working in radio? Are you putting full time in on your campaign?
Well, last I left the radio business. Let me try a different microphone here. I have a different microphone. Hold on one second.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest, of course, is Ken Miller. He's been in radio for a long period of time. He believes in the 10th Amendment. He believes, of course, the...
Does this sound any better?
We'll have to try it. Let's go ahead.
Okay.
All right, fine. It was basically Ken has been in the radio business for a long period of time. He believes, of course, the purpose of the 10th Amendment is to limit the power of the federal government over the lives of the people so they can be free. There really are people, on the other hand, who want an all-powerful government who can regulate us common folks from the cradle to the grave, and they can even provide for us just a little bit, although they're going to have to take everything we have in the process. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ken Miller, who is running for the governor of the great state of California. And, Chris, unfortunately, you've got two people who have, you know, I don't know how much Meg Whitman has put out, but probably, 50 or $60 million, certainly Posner is, 30 or $40 million of his own money, and they're running these massive campaigns, each criticizing the other. But, of course, they're never really talking about what the issues are. They're just attacking one another. What's your take on the race, and certainly how are you getting your message out?
Well, it's interesting. I'm being outspent by one of my candidates by 1,000,000 to 1, and the other candidate has actually put in $80 million, and I'm being outspent by 2,000,000 to 1 in that regard. So... it's interesting, with all the money that they have spent, that when you come to looking at the new media that really reaches much of America today, on Twitter, I have 210 followers. 210,000 followers. And one of my opponents has 215, and he's outspending me 1,000,000 to 1. And then my other opponent has 233, outspending me 2,000,000 to 1. So we're really not doing very bad in getting our message out there through the new media. We have biked and walked the state of California from the tip of the Oregon border to the Mexican border, and we have started a brush fire by meeting with the people of the state, which is what it's all about. And that brush fire has turned into a wildfire with many groups popping up throughout the state, and many endorsements that have been coming our way.
Well, Chris, the thing is that the mass media, the controlled media, and the media is controlled, has been giving you the conspiracy of silence, at least the media that I read here in the Monterey Bay area. But that doesn't matter. I think the thing is to let people know that there are alternatives of people who certainly hold constitutional concepts. So, right now I was reading an article that said, about 80% of the people don't trust the federal government. Well, I suspect the same is pretty well true here in California. In fact, the only good thing I can say is the Republicans are keeping the Democrats from increasing our taxes and certainly driving even more industry out than they already have. But certainly the administration there in Sacramento is making an awful mess of things. And poor old Arnold, certainly, I think he at one time had wanted to run for the presidency. But, of course, I think his chances of doing that are between slim and zero, because right now he's certainly lost all popularity and validity here in the state of California. What do you think about the current situation here in California, where we have a $20 billion deficit they'll admit to, and probably, according to Steve Franks, who writes a regular commentary on California, really a deficit this year of about $40 billion with about an $86 billion deficit. So how can you possibly balance something like that?
Well, it's almost a totally unmanageable situation. But here's the other thing that very few people are talking about. Our total indebtedness, including obligations that we currently have, and including pension programs, is $580 billion. Now, how do you start to get your hands around something like that.
Well, that's a $500 billion, you know, trillion here, trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money, but certainly we have a tremendous bond indebtedness. Most people never realize we've been spending money and financing everything by borrowing money, and you've got all these bonds out there, but the bonds have to be paid back with interest, and I think, what is it, about $60 billion we owe in bonds?
Absolutely. You know, so when you look at the fact when you have a $20 billion deficit this year, it could be even substantially greater, because what they're saying is that the revenue that they expected to come in to the Treasury this year is not coming in, so things are getting worse. But here's the thing. What we need to do is we need to realize that we are just like a business. We're just like the state is no different than your household or my household or the household of any of the people listening today. We cannot spend more than we bring in. And right now, we owe so much in our debt, just like some households have a large credit card indebtedness, that they have to spend less than they're bringing in to pay off their debt. So that's where we are. And what we need to do is we need to look at the fact that we have programs that are currently providing benefits to people who aren't even citizens of this nation, of this state, citizens of this nation. And you know, we've got to stop providing benefits to people who aren't citizens.
But you can't do it. I mean, basically, the people voted half a dozen years ago, 6 or 8 years ago, you're for Proposition 187 to cut off welfare benefits to people who were illegal immigrants. And one judge says, doesn't matter how the people voted, you can't do it. And suddenly both Gray Davis, Governor Gray Davis, and Arnold Schwarzenegger refused to appeal that judge's decision to a higher court so that we could cut off the benefits. But right now, we cannot cut off benefits. These people are entitled to it according to our laws. And, of course, they refuse, of course, to acknowledge that the people of California voted in favor of Prop 187. I guess that was about 8 years ago, wasn't it?
Well, I thought it was a little bit longer than that. But you're right. And here's what exactly, you were exactly right, Dr., that we did not appeal the judge's ruling. What we need in California is we need to not vote for people that we feel are electable, because that's what we've been doing, and look at what we have been getting. We have been getting liberals at best in our elected offices. We need to vote for people this year that represent the values that the people of the state of California. And your vote this year for someone who is a grassroots candidate who is going to stand strong and who's going to do things like, under my administration, we will revisit Prop 187. We will work with the constitutional attorneys that I have on my team, and we will look at either appealing Prop 187 or developing new legislation. The paying the benefits to for the illegal immigrants is unconstitutional. There's no constitutional footing on doing that. And so we will look at appealing 187, and we will also look at finding it on the unconstitutionality of it, and we will get it, we will be able to cut those benefits off, because we cannot live in this state or in this nation giving away to people that aren't citizens of this United States, while the people of this country continue to be oppressed.
But even more than that, we now have government here in California of the employees, by the employees, and for the employees. Basically, the employees have this almost $500 billion of pension funds guaranteed to them. The employees insist on higher salaries. They insist on higher pension benefits. And certainly, there's no way with certainly a budget, I think this year, about $80-85 billion, that we're going to be able to come up with $500 billion to pay the pension benefits. And yet, these people are demanding it. They're entitled to it. And they've actually put up the money to elect the politicians to guarantee that they will get that money. what do you do? We can't even go bankrupt and get out from the $500 trillion pension obligations we have to people who are already retired. They're retiring at 50 years of age, so they can go out, get another job, and work for another 20 years and double dip. You know, they're getting $100,000 a year pension plus health care plus all the other benefits. They're state employees, retired, and, we have a state of the employees, for the employees, and by the employees, and what are we going to do with that?
Well, that's a good question, and there's some things that we can do about that. The first thing that we can do is we can follow the state of Idaho, and there, when they cut the flow of funds from public employees' checks right into the unions. And there was an initiative in this state being pushed by the Tea Party Patriots organization that would create a ballot initiative program called the Citizen Power Initiative, which would have done that. That initiative did not get enough signatures, but what I will do under my administration is we will legislation identical to Idaho, which passed muster in the Supreme Court, which cuts off the benefits to, which not cuts off the benefits, but says that the state will no longer take money from a public employee's paycheck, send it to the union, that it's going to be used for political purposes, and that they're now going to have to collect those dues on their own. When that program was implemented in Idaho, they lost 85% of their funding. And so when you look at the funding of a situation like the Prop 8 movement, where the teachers union put $40 million into Prop 8, and you look at the fact that they would lose 85% of that, well, you're talking about them maybe having $5 million to put in the program, which is not much. So that's the first step. We will write legislation to cut the funding of these public employee unions. The second thing that we will do is we will get tough negotiators to work for the state to stand strong against these unions. And we have not had firm negotiators. We have been out negotiated by the unions every step of the way. If our negotiators are not doing the job, then we need to get tougher negotiators that are going to stand strong and not give in to all those union demands. I mean, they wouldn't give in to those demands in private industry. Why would we give in to them in the public sector?
Well, because public sector, these seem to be very, very favored people. You know, they're government employees. They're above us common people. We'll be right back in just a moment. If you have a question, give us a call. Again, we've got real problems here. And
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products, or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
About the fact that they have destroyed the economy of the Central Valley of California, one of the great productive areas of the whole world. And certainly so many of our vegetables and fruits and other things and rice came from the Central Valley. And in 2007, they closed off the water there to the Central Valley in the name of protecting a 2-inch smelt, which, according to Ken, isn't even indigenous to Cape California. But a judge had said that the EPA had actually erred without taking into consideration the human suffering that the decision was going to bring about. But the people in Washington, D.C., Ken, knew exactly what they're doing. They're not stupid. They want to destroy our agriculture, and boy, they've sure accomplished it.
Well, they have. We used to produce 70% of the nation's fruits and vegetables right out of the Central Valley. And now I believe we're down below 20-25%. So they have most effectively done that. Fresno is at 40% unemployment. Other people on the campaign trail are saying that they will sue the federal government. Well, by the time we get done with that lawsuit, Fresno will be just like Calico Ghost Town. It'll be non-existent. We cannot wait to file the lawsuits. I have had constitutional attorneys. I have had Richard Mack, who has endorsed us, the Arizona sheriff who has endorsed us, been given the advice that that we can sign an executive order as our first act of business, turning the pumps on in the Central Valley. Now, I know Judge Winger, I believe his name is, has put a temporary order in just last week to get the pumps flowing. But I'm not sure. I haven't read the legislation myself. I don't know if it's a 3-week period or if it does in fact go till the end of this year. But one way, shape, or form, come January of 2011, when I take office, the water will be flowing permanently to the Central Valley, either through overcoming the EPA legislation or through my executive order.
Well, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger could have done that because he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't want to do anything opposed to his good friends in Washington, D.C. Arnold Schwarzenegger had betrayed the farmers of California, betrayed the people of California. He had the power, and he refused to use it. That's the thing. When you have power, there's a time to use it. There's a power and time not to use it. But when you're destroying the economy of all of the Central Valley of California, and you're allowing it to happen, I believe that's a traitorous act, and I believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger certainly doesn't either understand our Constitution or he isn't concerned about the people here and all the suffering that he has allowed to take place. He had the power, and he refused to use it. That's unconscionable.
It is. It is very unconscionable, and you know, that's just the first step. The water issue was just the first step in how the federal government is overrunning the state's rights. The second thing that happened is when the Congress passed the Obama health care plan, and it was the biggest power grab by the federal government over the state in the history of our nation, and it was unconstitutional. They never had the constitutional authority to implement that legislation. And so, and then, you know, Mark Alexander in his book Essential Liberty says that estimates that 70% of the rules, regulations, and laws currently on our books are unconstitutional. We need to get to work to repeal our these laws that are unconstitutional and restore the foundation of this nation to the rule of law, the Constitution.
I certainly agree with that. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Ken, he's on the front lines of this battle. He's doing something very courageous. He's running against the Republican establishment, which is behind Steve Poizner. Why, I don't know, because Poizner is the liberal. Maybe they figure that he's the better of the two evils. Certainly, Meg Whitman is certainly nothing would qualify her to run as a Republican. Certainly, she hasn't voted in 20 years. And of course, she's been put up to this by some very powerful people who want to control the eighth largest economy in the world, which is the state of California. So if you have a question for Ken, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes as Ken explores these various issues. But he's absolutely right. We have to restore our constitutional system of government, and certainly all across America, why we are electing governors who are concerned about the Constitution and about the federal government's usurpation of power. And I think that, of course, that there was ever a time in America's history that we could retake this country and begin reclaiming our freedom. It's now. So we're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest, Ken Miller, and the subject, running for the governor of California. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Ken Miller. And Ken was talking to us about the 10th Amendment, this idea that states all across this country are suddenly beginning to talk about the federal government usurping power that it has no right to. He used the example, certainly, of what's going on in the Central Valley of California. And then he brought up the subject of the Obama health care. Now, people are going to say, but that isn't a state issue. Well, in some respects, it isn't a state issue. In other respects, it is, because, of course, according to the federal Constitution, the Obama administration has no right to force people in any state to have to take out health insurance. This is a total usurpation of power, one of the largest power grabs of a fascist society in the history of this nation. And Barack Obama, I believe, was put into power to accomplish that. This will certainly cripple our health care delivery system, and of course, unfortunately, it's going to bankrupt our nation. So, Ken, what would you do if you were the governor of the state of California?
What I would do, states across the country right now are scrambling to implement their own state sovereignty resolution.
OK, Okay, fine. You seem to be cutting out. Go right ahead. Let's see. You were going to say that states are certainly concerned about state sovereignty. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and there's concern about state sovereignty. And California is a
little... Ken, we're suddenly beginning to cut out. Do you have the other telephone?
I do. Hold on. Let me get that.
Oh, well, but right now you sound great. Go right ahead. Let's see. So what did you... The other states are trying to get their sovereignty situation straightened out, right?
They are. And everybody says California is such a liberal state. If California is such a liberal state, then how in 1994 did we already pass our own state sovereignty resolution, which told the federal government to cease and desist their abuse of power over the state? What I would do as governor is I would resurrect Senate Joint Resolution number 44, which declares our state sovereignty, tells the federal government to cease and desist, and we would declare health care null and void in the state of California. And furthermore, we would ban with the other states to fight the federal socialist regime through the courts of law.
All right, fine. Well, see, the interesting thing is there are a number of states that are actually feeling the same way. And there are a number of people I know all across America who are running for political office on this basic concept of limiting the power of federal government so the people can be free. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ken Miller. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We got Ruby from Live Oak on the line. But before we get to Ruby, why, of course, Ken, I want you to get your website out. Tell people how they can get in touch with you, if they'd like, how they can support you.
Sure. You can reach us at KenMiller2010.com. That's KenMiller2010.com. And on there, you can also find out how you can reach us on Twitter and Facebook and the other social medias.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Ruby, who's calling from Live Oak. Hi, Ruby. How are you doing? Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you may be out there across America listening, but remember, this is the eighth largest economy in the world. California, if it were a country, would be the eighth largest country, certainly as far as population and as far as production is concerned. And so what happens in California is going to have a profound impact on what happens in our nation. Ruby, do you have a question or comment?
Hi, yeah, it just doesn't seem too long ago that we were the fifth largest economy in the world.
Well, the MBZ, China has come and suddenly taken over, and suddenly we were the sixth largest, and I think we're either seventh or eighth at the present time. Do you know, is it seventh or eighth, Ken?
Actually, we're the eighth largest. Okay. We were the fifth largest economy back in 2002-2003.
So which direction we're going, Ruby?
Yeah, serious decline. Three questions for Mr. Miller. Are you going to be able to seal our borders? And
let's take one question at a time. What would you do about sealing the borders, or what did you do about illegal immigration?
Well, one of the things I've already said is that we would revisit Prop 187. We would appeal it. We would work on new legislation. We will eliminate benefits for illegal aliens. We will take the one-third of prisoners in our current prison system are estimated to be illegal immigrants. We need to fingerprint and photograph them and send them back to their country of origin.
Yes.
Two things alone would save us about $14 billion a year. Now, when it comes to sealing the borders, I was the first gubernatorial candidate to suggest back in October of last year that we need to have our National Guard on the border, not to be doing a desk job, but to be running drills with live ammunition, and they need to have live ammunition in case they are put in a compromising situation when it comes to the cartels and the gangs that are creating violence along our border. When the Minutemen were on the border in Arizona for 30 days, that border was shut down. We can do the same thing in California, and we will.
All right, Ruby, what's your next question?
The next question is, what are your stands on pro-life? pro-life abortion issues?
Okay. I believe that life begins at conception, and I will protect that. My administration will protect that. There will be no public funding of abortion whatsoever during my administration. And the second thing is, I was talking about California being a liberal state. I don't agree with that whatsoever. Not only did we vote for marriage between a man and a woman once, but we voted for it twice. I agree, and I will support and defend that in my administration.
And I think the thing is, will be that certainly the governor cannot change the laws on abortion. In other words, the federal government has usurped the power of the state. What we should do is take the power back from the federal government, but the governor cannot do that, but at least we can stop financing it and certainly limit the partial birth abortion, which, of course, a couple of our present candidates as gubernatorial candidates actually support partial birth abortion. So anything, what's your third question?
That was my third question, if he was going to continue to uphold the sanctity of marriage. And so you answered all my questions. Just out of curiosity, what will you do to ensure California's sovereignty in this situation, this battle that we're having with the federal government trying to take over?
Well, we have a state sovereignty resolution, which we will invoke. The other thing that I will tell you is we need a constitutional team of candidates that can work together. We need a lieutenant governor, an attorney general, and a secretary of state that are going to work together. And I have just become, I'm working with a team which an organization has endorsed us. But myself, Scott Leavitt as lieutenant governor, John Eastman as attorney general, a very strong constitutional lawyer, and Orly Tate as secretary of state is a strong lawyer as well who knows election law. And with that strong team of constitutionalists, we can work together to affect the change. We can work together to implement our state sovereignty resolution. We can work together to fight the federal government through the legal process. But ultimately, we will use our National Guard, if we have to protect the citizens of this state, and we will use whatever means necessary to protect the citizens of this state against a federal socialist agenda.
And Ruby, I think that this is probably the most important election we've ever had. There's a tremendous amount of interest in this. The controlled media is giving Ken the conspiracy of silence. And I think that his suggestion of Orly Tate for Secretary of State, I think she's a very courageous woman. We've interviewed her. Certainly John Eastman for the Attorney General, excellent choice. Lieutenant Governor. Certainly Abel Maldonado is a disaster. So he's betrayed to the Republican and conservative principles, and certainly we support the Lieutenant Governor candidacy. And, of course, we cannot openly support anything here. We're just talking. But these are all good people that he's suggesting. And at least right now there are people talking about working together to try to save California. So basically anything else you wanted to say there, Ruby?
No, just looking for a candidate that I can believe in. I certainly wasn't going to vote for those that are flying in the mailbox all over the place.
All right, fine. Well, that's why we're doing the program tonight. And thanks very much, Ruby. And again, our telephone number.
Thank you very much.
1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That was Ruby calling from Live Oak. And, of course, the biggest problem is getting your name out in the public. And this is the thing when the media is as tightly controlled in California. Really, the only really effective way to get your information out is either on talk radio. Some of the television programs will actually, give you an interview. Have you had, what sort of results have you had from getting onto television and being able to present your positions to the public that way?
Well, I have been in the radio business for 30 years, and I'm a little biased in believing that radio does a much more effective and efficient job at reaching the population than TV does. So we have focused more on doing radio interviews, and everywhere we have been, I'll never forget, I was in Fresno doing a radio interview on April 9th, And I was at the tax day tea party the next day at the stadium in Fresno. And I can't, all day long, people came up to me and said, I'm here because I heard you on the radio last night and I wanted to hear more of what you had to say and I wanted to meet you. It's happening all over the state. It's happening in San Francisco. It's happening in Redding. It's happening in San Bernardino and Palm Springs and Victorville. It's happening all over the state that people are hearing our interviews. And so, yes, I know I have not been on TV, but I have done plenty of radio programs that have really gotten the message out there. And people like you who are really standing for truth and presenting the truth to the electorate so they have the real choice that there is more than the two people that are being presented to the public, that there are grassroots candidates out there that really are conservative candidates that are going to restore our Constitution like myself. So we're doing it with radio, we're doing it with the new media, but I'll tell you, we're working on what we call a constitutional caravan of candidates that will run from Friday through next Monday, and doing cities up and down California. And I think it's the first time that something like this has ever been done. We've all been endorsed by an organization called Grassroots Constitutional Conservatives, and I think it's great that we can be endorsed by a true group of statewide leaders, and that we can work together to get the message out there that it takes a team to fix the problem. And I think that idea will gain us much more media attention than the millions of dollars, the mega millions that one of our competitors is spending.
Well, I would say that both of your competitors are spending it between Poizner and Eastman. They must have, probably close to $100 million, isn't it?
Yeah, it's over $120
million. $120 million, you know. And these people have more money than good sense, you know, but it's certainly because both of them are liberals and both of them are saying they're going to do the right thing, but their whole history is one of increasing taxes, and of course they claim that they're not going to, but of course you're not going to get elected if you tell the truth, and you can tell what a politician is lying because his lips are moving. Ken, have you actually run for political office before?
I have not run for political office, and everywhere I go, people say, well, that's not a bad thing because we don't need more incumbents. We don't need more career politicians. We need people who really understand the business world and are going to fix it. I've been in the radio business nearly 30 years, and I have worked on turnarounds. You know, in the last 15 years, I've been in four different markets that we either needed to get rid of the market or turn it around. I can proudly say that we turned every one of those markets around, and I will tell you that it was a press. It was like being in a press trying to really work to restore the profitability in those markets. We did it, and that's what we need in the governor's office. We don't need somebody who has come into Silicon Valley in the good times and ridden the good times. We need someone who has worked through the problems down in the trenches in the business arena and turn businesses around one after another, because that's what we need to do in the state of California.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and the fact that you have not held political office before in the least bit doesn't bother me at all. I believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger had never run for office before, but he was more or less appointed. He was selected by the power elite to run for the gubernatorial position here in the state of California. They were not going to take a chance on some renegade, honest American to run this state. And they put in their man, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think he's carried out their bidding very effectively. Sidney, on a few occasions, I thought he tried to do some of the right things, but Sidney, he's coming up with a lot of things today that just are not going to solve the problem. And Sidney, The only thing good I will say about Arnold is he has not gone along with raising taxes. That, Sidney, is to his credit. And he's held the line as far as that is concerned. But as far as the rest of it, if the Democrats had that way, they would simply tax and tax and spend and spend and drive, Sidney, everybody with any wealth or, Sidney, the industries completely out of the state of California and wreck Silicon Valley, in my estimation. What are your thoughts?
Well, we have wrecked it. We have wrecked business. We're the most unfriendly state in the nation when it comes to business. And we've done it because we've raised taxes, we've implemented rules, regulations, and taxes that have just been oppressive to businesses. And what we need to do, you know, I talked to businesses, and they said this 10% across the board tax cut is absolutely ear candy. It means nothing to me, and it's not going to do anything to really keep me here. Unless you become competitive with the states around California, many businesses are going to continue to leave the state. And what it's going to take to be competitive with states around California is we have to immediately implement a 25% tax break for businesses so that we can jumpstart this economy. 4 million people have lost their jobs. And if we don't have the businesses here, if we keep losing business, we're not going to have any jobs not only to replace the 4 million that lost them, but for the new people that are coming up through the system. So 25% immediate tax incentive for businesses to keep them in the state of California and to bring them here. We need to repeal abusive rules, regulations, and laws that are making it difficult to operate. We need to repeal AB 32. My competitors have talked about suspending it and making it workable. AB 32 is the global cap and trade bill that's driving all heavy duty operators, construction companies, all sorts of companies, to either replace their engines or to get new vehicles. And you know, if we took every gas powered vehicle off the road by the year 2025, we still would not meet the standards of the bill. It's bad legislation, and it needs to go away. We will repeal it, and as we will with other legislation that is oppressive to businesses.
Well, now, basically, what does this bill actually require? Does it require people actually to get new cars, new trucks, or what?
Yeah, it requires heavy-duty operators like construction companies. It even requires your volunteer fire department to replace the engine in their fire truck or get new fire trucks. How many of our volunteer fire companies can afford to do that? They're just going to have to put their trucks by the side of the road, and we're just going to have to suffer with inferior services. So whether it's the services or whether it's the farmers have to replace their engines. Wine companies that are producing a great amount of wine in our region, all sorts of different things. You have to make the emissions of your engine compliant with this bill, which limits the emissions, and it requires new engines or a brand new vehicle, and it's killing business hand over fist.
When does this actually go into effect?
That bill actually was signed in, I believe it was 2008.
I see. So basically, of course, the argument is, but people are going to save so much money as with this new engines as far as the price of diesel. Is there any truth to that?
Repeat that question.
Well,
again?
They say that, you know, people are going to, the truck is going to save a lot of money as far as the diesel fuel, you know, having these more efficient engines. Is there any truth to that?
Well, would they save money? They might save money, but it's going to, for them to get the return on their investment, it's going to take decades.
Well, and I think that's what it's really all about. It's really in it. What they really are doing is trying to destroy our economy. When you understand that, ladies and gentlemen, it all makes sense. Otherwise, it's just stupidness. Well, Ken, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, so you go right ahead and put out your message that you want our people all across America to hear.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake. But a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times. So if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD. And mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
We're supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help, but you agree with us, why, we hope that maybe you'll be certainly pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection, because believe me, the message that we have is not very popular. There is a small cabal, a group of people working, perhaps 5,000-7,000 here in the United States, to take over this country. They control the country. They control the wealth. They control the great tax-exempt foundations. They control the media. They control the military, and they control the government. Although there are a few good people in the military, so many of them are simply yes men, and the only way you get to be a four-star general today, except with rare exceptions, is to be willing to go along with the establishment. And what we need are men who believe in America rather than people who are willing to compromise their principles for political advantage. Under any circumstances, why, if we're going to take America back, you're going to have to understand the problems. We certainly have written a book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read it. You need to understand what the issues are. You need to get the DVD, the Trilateral Commission. You need to hear my talk, The Forbidden Secret, and Financial Armageddon. So you need to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our talk on The Forbidden Secret, our talk on Financial Armageddon, and the syllabus you can get with those will help you better to understand what we're talking about. Then we hope you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can certainly listen to our programs 9 hours a day, where you can actually read our newsletters going back over a decade, where you can watch our DVDs and videos at the on our website without charge. You can actually go to our site that says the videos on the web, and that's another site with excellent YouTube and short little snippets of a video or DVDs that will help you to understand what's really going on. I want to remind you about the Conspiracy Conference. It's going to be this Saturday and Sunday at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. And Sydney, if you want information, you can go to their website, conspiracycon.com, conspiracycon.com, or call them at 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. We want to remind you about the Radio Liberty Conference. It's going to be held all day long on October 17th at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, where we have it every year. Last year we had about 185. We had to turn people away, so if you want to get in this year, we've got a great lineup of speakers. Why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you are going to be able to make our all-day conference at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We've reserved a block of rooms at a reduced price there at the Seascape Inn. Now, remember, it's at the Seascape Golf Course. It's the Sea Cliff Inn, and it's local. It's convenient and nice accommodations, but you can get those rooms, although they're sitting expire just a month, 30 days before the conference. So if you want to get your living accommodations or sleeping accommodations, now is the time to get them. And you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. We'll get the information off to you. And, of course, you can make your reservations to attend our conference. And it's an all-day-long conference. We provide lunch. We've got a great lineup of speakers again this year. And then, of course, we certainly want to encourage you to get the information that you need to understand the background of this problem. And we carry a number of DVDs by Alex Jones, and Sydney, what we're talking about is his DVD on the Bohemian Grove, the occult ceremonies there held by the leaders of this country, where they have their hoods and their gowns and their candles and their chants and their feigned human sacrifice. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're up against organized evil.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Good to be back live at the Power Hour. Thank you very much for joining us today. It is June 1, 2010. We made it. It's June. June, almost half the year is gone. Just seems like yesterday when we began it. Anyway, I'm so glad to have you join us today. We're going to be talking about our food. And that means we have a problem with our food. Why are we talking about it? Because we're about to lose control of it. Doreen Hannes will join us in the second hour. Looks like food is going to be their issue. They want to take it from us. We'll talk about all the many different ways they want to take it from us. And in the third hour, we're going to talk with Erin Dakins. Yes, she is a producer to the Power Hour radio show. And we're going to talk about crop mobs. That's right. Crop mobs. CROPMOBS. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Hope you had a quiet weekend. Hope you didn't spend a lot of time getting depressed watching television talk about the dead soldiers. That's right. We pay homage to dead soldiers only, not those that are still alive that have problems. I just could not believe it as I watched on Memorial Day, beginning the day with that. It was nothing about the live soldiers that have problems that have returned ill, or we need to take care of those that are sick from the first Gulf War, or how about Korea, or how about the POWs? Nothing except honoring dead soldiers. Now, I feel for the families of